Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're exploring Wabi Sabi by Beth Kempton. Published in 2018, this enlightening book introduces the serene concept of Wabi Sabi, a cornerstone of Japanese wisdom that champions simplicity, impermanence, and imperfection. Through her thoughtful writing, Kempton offers a powerful antidote to the relentless consumerism and rapid pace of contemporary life, inspiring readers to find beauty and meaning in the everyday. Beth Kempton, an award-winning entrepreneur and the founder of Do What You Love, brings her extensive experience in life-changing courses to the table, making Wabi Sabi not only an exploration of cultural philosophy, but also a practical guide to personal transformation. Her work, recognized and revered globally, has been translated into 24 languages, reflecting its widespread appeal and impact. Wabi Sabi is a must-read for anyone yearning to realign their life priorities, enthusiasts of Japanese culture and philosophy, and those who seek to draw insights from the natural world around them. Join us as we delve into how embracing the perfectly flawed aspects of life can lead to a more fulfilled and peaceful existence. Wabi Sabi, Japanese Wisdom for a Perfectly Imperfect Life. Introduction. Discover the beauty of simplicity with Japanese wisdom. Imagine yourself caught in the hustle and bustle of a life that feels misaligned with who you really are. Perhaps your job drains you, you're haunted by a persistent fear of underachieving, and your daily environment feels uncomfortably chaotic. Add to that the pile of possessions accumulating dust, serving as a stark reminder of unmet desires and unnecessary complexities. This isn't the setup of a tragic novel. It might just be your life, or at least feel strikingly close. Enter Wabi Sabi, an ancient Japanese philosophy that offers a profound antidote to such modern dilemmas. Wabi Sabi isn't just a design aesthetic that celebrates rustic simplicity and understated elegance. It's a path to a more fulfilling life. It teaches the beauty of life's ephemeral nature, the grace in its imperfections, and the deep satisfaction that comes from recognizing enough. This philosophy encourages us to strip back the unnecessary, to appreciate the imperfect and transitory nature of life, and to find contentment in the simplicity of our daily existence. Through embracing Wabi Sabi, you learn to prioritize what truly matters, often leading to the realization that the wealth we chase may not be monetary, but experiential and relational. You'll explore how rituals like the Japanese tea ceremony are not just cultural practices, but lessons in mindfulness and acceptance. Each step and each gesture in the ceremony is a call to focus on the present, to appreciate the tools and the tea as they are, flawed and all. The changing seasons, too, mirror our emotional transitions and teach resilience and adaptability. Just as spring evolves to summer and fall gives way to winter, our lives cycle through phases of growth, flourishing, decay, and rebirth. Each stage, with its inherent beauty and challenges, is an opportunity to align more closely with our authentic selves. Finally, consider the lesson of endurance and perspective from a long-distance swimmer who embraces each stroke not just as a move towards a finish line, but as an individual moment of triumph. Failure, in this light, is reframed not as a collapse, but as a necessary part of the journey toward success. Wabi Sabi, therefore, isn't just about aesthetic appreciation, but a holistic approach to living. By adopting its principles, you might find that the magic you've been searching for is nested in your everyday life, subtle, serene, and waiting to be discovered. Part 1. Understanding Wabi Sabi by exploring its roots. Wabi Sabi, a term shrouded in the essence of Japanese aesthetics and philosophy, often remains unspoken in the daily hum of Japan. Interestingly, even Japan's most authoritative dictionary, the Kojien, omits a direct entry for this combined term, despite acknowledging its individual components, wabi and sabi. This subtle distinction hints at the profound, almost ethereal nature of wabi-sabi as an underlying current that quietly shapes the Japanese way of life and outlook, rather than standing as a blatant or overt concept. The secret to grasping wabi-sabi starts with deconstructing it into its elements, wabi and sabi, each rich with historic and cultural resonance. Wabi originally conjured themes of starkness and desolation, evolving from the word wabiru, which means to worry. This connection to simplicity and existential melancholy was vividly portrayed during the ancient tea ceremonies of the mid-1500s. During this era, samurai warriors would engage in tea drinking to maintain alertness through the night. Though initially a practical activity, it transcended into a serene ritual, offering a peaceful reprieve from their turbulent lives. However, the transformation of these ceremonies into opulent social events among the ruling elite strayed from their Zen-inspired roots. This prompted Senno Rikyu, a tea master under the daimyo Toyotomi Hideyoshi, to intervene. Rikyu stripped back the extravagance associated with the tea ceremonies of the time, advocating for simplicity and natural beauty through what came to be known as wabi-cha. This austere and humble approach to tea, where even the tea utensils and rooms reflected a pared-down simplicity, embodied the true spirit of wabi, an appreciation for the unadorned, the modest, and the frugal. On the other hand, sabi denotes something akin to an antique look, or elegant simplicity. It celebrates the beauty that emerges with age, such as the patina on well-worn objects, or the dignified grace of weathering. Junichiro Tanizaki, in his influential essay In Praise of Shadows, captured this sentiment beautifully by highlighting the Japanese penchant for subdued glow over garish brightness, suggesting a deep-seated reverence for the marks that time leaves upon our world. Together, wabi and sabi encapsulate a philosophy that sees beauty in the imperfect and transient aspects of life. In essence, wabi-sabi represents a counter-narrative to the Western fixation with perfection and permanence, promoting instead a mindset that values the understated and the impermanent. This perspective offers a potent antidote to the materialism and relentless pursuit of flawlessness that often characterize contemporary life, providing a pathway to a more grounded and tranquil existence. Part 2. Create a soulful sanctuary with the simplicity of wabi-sabi. Imagine lounging in your living room, trying to unwind, yet something feels off. The furniture is sleek, the technology is top-notch, yet the atmosphere feels sterile, almost alien. Decorations that don't resonate with you litter the space, and hidden away in drawers and cabinets is a chaotic mess. It's this very scenario that signals a disconnect from the essence of a home as a personal refuge. Herein lies the wisdom of wabi-sabi, embracing a home that is both soulful and simple. Wabi-sabi invites us to celebrate imperfection in our living spaces. Forget the flawless showroom-style interiors, gracing the pages of glossy magazines, or the envy-inducing images on social media. Real homes, much like real lives, are imperfect. They bear the marks of daily life, reflecting the authentic existence of those who dwell within. It's about recognizing that home should be the place where we are most comfortable, where we can embrace life's rough edges without reservation. Incorporating natural materials like wood and stone can markedly increase the soulfulness of a space. These elements wear their flaws openly, knots in the wood, veins in the stone, each telling a unique story. These imperfections remind us of the beauty of the natural world, encouraging an acceptance of our own flaws. Decoration should be intentional, not merely aesthetic. Consider adorning your space with items that have personal significance: a collection of shells from a memorable seaside vacation, or a handcrafted pottery piece from a special friend. These are not just objects. They're repositories of happy memories, each contributing a thread to the tapestry of your personal space. Moreover, wabi-sabi doesn't dictate emptiness, but thoughtful minimalism, a curated simplicity that emphasizes quality over quantity. Clearing clutter isn't about starkness, but about making room for things that genuinely matter. It's about crafting an environment where special objects and meaningful interactions can stand out. Think back to the austere beauty of Sen no Rikyu's tea house, a space defined not by opulence but by essence. His vision exemplifies how less can indeed be more. In a streamlined space free from unnecessary distractions, there is greater room to appreciate life's fleeting moments and foster deeper connections with others. A wabi-sabi home is thus a sanctuary that honors our imperfections and celebrates the simple yet profound joys of living. It encourages us to pare down to the essentials, to cultivate spaces that resonate with our deepest selves. In doing so, we create homes that are not just places to live, but places to thrive. Part 3. Embrace the rhythm of nature with wabi-sabi. As you delve into the Japanese language, one of the first revelations is the deep integration of nature within its framework. Indeed, the language itself mimics the natural world with words that are onomatopoeic, capturing the essence of nature's symphonies. For instance, kopokopo beautifully evokes the gentle bubbling of a stream, while hyuhyu mimics the brisk whoosh of the wind. This linguistic connection is mirrored in the philosophy of wabi-sabi, which profoundly encourages a harmonious relationship with the natural environment. Wabi-sabi invites us to reconnect with nature, to find wonder in its simplicity, and to tune into its subtle changes and cycles. This philosophy is vividly reflected in the traditional Japanese haiku, a form of poetry that seeks to encapsulate the profound simplicity of a single moment in nature. Consider the famous haiku by Matsuo Basho. The old pond, a frog jumps in, sound of water. In these few lines, there's a whole universe of meaning, focusing purely on a fleeting natural event, capturing the essence of wabi-sabi by noticing and appreciating the simple, quiet moments of life. Moreover, the Japanese system of time deeply integrates this philosophy by breaking down the year not just into four seasons, but into 24 smaller segments, or seki, and even further, into 72 delicate microseasons, or ko. Each of these segments, from awakening of hibernated insects to mist starts to hover, names and celebrates very specific natural changes, cultivating a meticulous awareness and appreciation of the environment's subtle transformations. In the modern hustle, where life often feels divorced from natural rhythms, our days segmented by work schedules and technology, rather than the rising and setting of the sun, wabi-sabi offers a way back to a more grounded existence. It teaches us to observe and respond to both the external nature around us and our internal nature within. By attuning ourselves to the slight shifts in our surroundings, we can become more attuned to our own needs, recognizing when it's time for rest or activity, solitude or socialization. Wabi-sabi also reminds us of life's impermanence, the blooming cherry blossom that swiftly fades, the mayfly's brief life, the snow that melts away. All these serve as poignant reminders of our own fleeting presence in this world. They spur us to live deeply, to prioritize what truly matters, and to cherish the now before it slips away. In essence, wabi-sabi isn't just an aesthetic or a philosophy. It's a way of life that celebrates the beauty of the natural world, urging us to embrace its rhythm as our own. Part 4. Learning the art of acceptance through wabi-sabi. Life, with all its unpredictability and challenges, often demands more from us than mere endurance. It asks for acceptance. This acceptance isn't about resignation, but about embracing the very nature of life's ebbs and flows. Wabi-sabi, with its deep roots in acknowledging and celebrating imperfection, teaches us exactly that. The essence of wabi-sabi is to recognize the beauty in the imperfect and the transient. It encourages us to accept that nothing, including stability, is permanent, and that the only constant is change. Take, for example, the resilience of bamboo. In its native habitats, where storms and monsoons are frequent, bamboo thrives by bending with the wind rather than resisting it. It's a lesson in flexibility and growth, despite, or perhaps because of, the challenges it faces. Similar principles apply to the architectural designs in many Japanese cities known for seismic activities. Buildings designed to withstand earthquakes do so not by being rigid, but by being flexible enough to sway with the seismic waves, adapting to the tremors rather than crumbling under their force. These metaphors from nature and engineering are reflections of broader life lessons. Changes, whether they are in our personal lives, careers, or within our health, can be as sudden and disruptive as a monsoon or an earthquake. These changes might shake the foundations of our world, challenging our relationships or professional landscapes. Accepting these alterations, not because we like them, but because they are a part of our reality, allows us to adapt and reorient more effectively. Moreover, wabi-sabi invites us to let go of the pursuit of perfection. In a society where media and social networks often glamorize an idealized version of life, wabi-sabi serves as a counterbalance, reminding us that life is inherently flawed and imperfect. Striving for an unattainable perfection often leads to frustration and dissatisfaction because it denies the natural order of life, impermanence and imperfection. Rather than criticizing ourselves for the chaos or the unfinished aspects of our lives, wabi-sabi teaches us to see the beauty in them. It propels us to recognize that what we often consider as flaws or deficits are, in fact, what make our lives uniquely ours. By accepting our lives as they are, imperfect, temporary, and incomplete, we can find a deeper appreciation and contentment in our existence. Embracing wabi-sabi helps us realize that much of what we have is already enough. It is about seeing the perfection in the imperfect and finding peace in the acceptance that life, just like us, is perfectly imperfect. Part 5. Embracing the journey of learning and the lessons of failure through wabi-sabi. Anyone who has faced the sting of a failed exam, the disappointment of a rejection letter, or the frustration of another unsuccessful driving test understands the bitter taste of failure. Yet, through the lens of wabi-sabi, these setbacks are not merely obstacles, but integral parts of the learning process, a perspective that can transform our approach to education and personal growth. Wabi-sabi teaches us that learning is an ongoing journey, with no definitive endpoint or perfect state of knowledge. Consider the author's personal struggle with learning Japanese. From nearly being excluded from a pivotal year abroad due to falling behind, to triumphantly working as an interpreter in Japan, her educational experience was anything but linear. It embodied the very essence of wabi-sabi, embracing each step, advance and retreat in the learning process as equally valuable. This perspective encourages us to view our own learning paths through a kinder lens, understanding that we are never truly done. There will always be someone further ahead or behind. Yet these comparisons are unproductive. Instead, wabi-sabi invites us to focus solely on our personal journey, acknowledging that setbacks are natural and expected components of learning. Moreover, wabi-sabi redefines failure from a catastrophe to an opportunity. Consider Ken Igarashi, a passionate swimmer who undertook the challenge of swimming the English Channel, despite the setbacks of an ill-timed start and the after-effects of a poor choice in jet lag remedies. Igarashi kept swimming, finishing the swim in just over 16 hours, missing his goal time, but successfully making the crossing. His initial failure did not define the end of his adventures, but propelled him toward future successes, including record-breaking swims from Japan to Korea and across Lake Baikal. These stories highlight failure not as an endpoint, but as a rich source of insight. They encourage us to reframe our disappointments, not as defeats, but as integral steps on our journey. Each misstep, no matter how small, reveals more about our capabilities, limits, and potential than many unchallenged successes ever could. Embracing Wabi-Sabi's teachings on learning and failure means accepting that every experience, whether deemed a success or failure, brings with it invaluable lessons. It shifts our focus from perfection and final outcomes to growth, resilience, and the beauty of continually evolving. Through Wabi-Sabi, we can approach life's inevitable challenges with grace, seeing every setback as a stepping stone and every accomplishment as part of a larger, imperfectly perfect journey. Part 6. Enhancing personal connections through the Wabi-Sabi of the tea ceremony. In Japan, the tea ceremony transcends mere social ritual. It is an art form deeply ingrained with values that foster mindfulness and mutual respect. Known for its serene and deliberate practice, the tea ceremony is underpinned by principles that not only enhance the experience, but can profoundly impact our personal relationships. The principles of wa, ke, sei, and jaku, translating to harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility, guide the ceremony and can similarly guide our interactions with others. Starting with wei or harmony, this principle asks us to consider how we can cultivate peace within our relationships. Imagine someone you know who may be dealing with anxiety or stress. Approaching interactions with them through calming gestures or a soothing tone can significantly harmonize your relationship, creating a more balanced and positive dynamic. Next, the principle of kei, or respect, encourages us to acknowledge and appreciate the unique traits and contributions of others. Consider a friend who consistently exhibits honesty, even when it's difficult. Expressing your respect for their integrity can reinforce their valued role in your life and deepen your bond. The third principle, sei, represents purity. In the context of the tea ceremony, participants cleanse their hands before entering, symbolizing physical and spiritual purity. In our relationships, this can translate to purifying intentions and seeking the best in each other. For instance, annoyance might be a common reaction to minor irritations, like a partner leaving a wet towel on the counter. But recognizing their overall contributions and care can shift your perspective to appreciate their efforts and intentions more fully. Lastly, yaku, or tranquility, involves creating a peaceful space for genuine connection. This might mean setting aside time for quiet moments together, free from the distractions of daily life. Whether it's a leisurely walk or a quiet coffee in a cozy corner, these tranquil moments can significantly enrich relationships. Incorporating the implicit wabi-sabi of the tea ceremony into our interpersonal interactions doesn't require elaborate rituals, but instead a mindful application of its core principles. By integrating harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility into our relationships, we can create more meaningful and fulfilling connections. Just as the tea ceremony is a deliberate pause that fosters appreciation and respect, so too can our relationships benefit from these thoughtful pauses and considerations. Part 7. Applying Wabi-Sabi to navigate your career journey. Hearing that a colleague, perhaps one you're not too fond of, has received a promotion can evoke strong emotions and self-doubt. Questions like, what do they have that I don't? Or, why aren't I as successful? Are common thoughts that might race through your mind in such moments. Yet, these comparisons and the pursuit of a perfect career trajectory can lead to unnecessary stress and dissatisfaction. Wabi-Sabi offers a unique perspective on career development, one that can significantly alleviate these pressures. A key tenet of Wabi-Sabi is the acceptance of imperfection. and this principle harmoniously extends to our professional lives. Each career is unique, with its own set of challenges and milestones. There is no one path that suits everyone. Remember, the colleague who just celebrated a promotion might have faced numerous setbacks along the way, and the celebrated novelist has likely dealt with a fair share of rejections before their breakthrough. Wabi-sabi teaches us to value the journey over the destination. In Japanese culture, this concept is often encapsulated in the notion of do, or the way, as seen in disciplines like judo, the way of gentleness, sado, the way of tea, and karate-do, the way of the empty hand. These practices emphasize the importance of the path and the lessons learned along it rather than just the final goal. This perspective is especially relevant to our careers. In many Western cultures, there is a rush towards achieving clearly defined objectives such as promotions, salary increases, or prestigious projects. However, this rush can lead to frustration and disillusionment if those goals are not met on our expected timelines. What Wabi-sabi encourages instead is a patient, mindful approach to our professional journey. Rather than fixating on a specific endpoint or comparing ourselves with others, we should focus on the growth and learning that occur along the way. Like a judoka who honors each step of their training as part of a lifelong commitment to mastery, we too can benefit from viewing our careers as a continuous path of development filled with lessons that are valuable in their own right. Embracing this wabi-sabi-inspired wisdom in your career means shifting focus from perfect outcomes to appreciating where you are in the present, recognizing that each step, whether it feels like progress or a setback, is part of a larger, imperfectly perfect journey. This approach can lead to greater satisfaction and a deeper understanding of your professional and personal growth. Part 8. Embracing the passage of time with wabi-sabi. Everywhere we look, from the quiet rows of a cemetery to the media flurry around a celebrity's passing, we find reminders of our own mortality. In a society that often fears aging, we are bombarded with commercials promising the secret to eternal youth. Yet, in this scramble to escape the inevitable, we overlook the profound beauty and wisdom that accompanies the passage of time. Wabi-sabi, a philosophy that finds beauty in imperfection and the natural cycle of growth and decay, offers a refreshing perspective on aging. It teaches us to appreciate the richness of life and to embrace the changes that come with growing older. Wabi-sabi encourages us to accept the impermanence of life, helping us come to terms with the fact that we are here for only a brief period. This realization isn't meant to be morbid. Instead, it can be profoundly liberating. Understanding that our time is finite can motivate us to live more fully, prioritize meaningful relationships, and cherish the moments that truly matter. Consider what changes you might make if you were aware of having only a decade, a year, or even less time. Such a perspective can help clarify priorities and inspire us to live with more intention and joy. Wabi-sabi also teaches us that there is beauty in the natural aging process, just as there is in a well-worn piece of furniture or a faded photograph. These objects carry stories and memories, much like the lines on a seasoned face or the hands of a grandparent. There is a distinct kind of wisdom and peace that comes with age, qualities that are too often overlooked in our youth-centric culture. Moreover, wabi-sabi suggests that true perfection isn't about flawlessness, but about embracing the everyday magic around us. It's found in genuine moments of connection, like a heartfelt hug from a friend, the vigilant presence of a blackbird in the garden, or the comforting aroma of coffee in the morning. Taking a page from the 11th century poetess Sei Shonagon, who catalogued her observations and delights in lists like things to quicken the heart and things that arouse a fond memory of the past, we too can create our own compilations of what brings us joy. These lists can serve as reminders to appreciate the beauty in the world and in the simple moments that make life rich and fulfilling. In embracing wabi-sabi, we learn to accept and cherish our time on earth, recognizing the unique beauty in aging and the profound, fleeting nature of existence. Final summary. Wabi-sabi, a deeply ingrained aspect of Japanese culture, emphasizes the beauty of life's imperfections and the value of simplicity. Though often unspoken, its principles influence various facets of life and offer profound lessons on how to live more meaningfully. At the heart of wabi-sabi is the acceptance of impermanence and imperfection. This philosophy encourages us to find beauty in the worn, the aged, and the imperfect, be it in objects, relationships, or ourselves. It teaches us to appreciate the deeper value of our experiences and the world around us beyond superficial appearances. In our relationships, wabi-sabi inspires us to foster harmony, respect, and understanding. It asks us to appreciate others not despite their flaws but because of them, recognizing that these imperfections contribute to their unique beauty and worth. In our careers, wabi-sabi offers a healthier approach to personal and professional growth. It discourages unhealthy comparisons and the relentless pursuit of perfection, advocating instead for a focus on continuous learning and appreciation of the journey itself. When it comes to handling failure, wabi-sabi is particularly enlightening. It redefines failure as an inevitable, essential part of growth that offers valuable lessons, not as a defeating endpoint, but as a stepping stone to greater wisdom and resilience. Even in our living spaces, wabi-sabi has a significant role to play. It encourages us to declutter not just our homes, but also our lives, promoting a simpler, more focused way of living that prioritizes what truly matters. This approach helps create environments that are not only functional, but also nurturing and reflective of our true selves. Ultimately, wabi-sabi is more than just an aesthetic or a set of principles. It is a perspective on life that champions authenticity and a deeper connection to the essence of our experiences. By adopting this philosophy, we not only relieve ourselves of the relentless pressure to achieve perfection, but also open ourselves up to the true beauty and richness of life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.